This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. NATO countries have delivered more than 98% of the combat vehicles promised to Ukraine. This, according to the military alliance's chief, AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The supplies put Kyiv in a stronger position as the country appears poised to launch a counteroffensive. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg seemed confident Ukraine would succeed in its efforts.
In total, we have trained and equipped more than 9 new Ukrainian armored brigades. This will put Ukraine in a strong position to continue to retake occupied territory.
Stoltenberg said the 31 NATO allies were committed to shoring up Ukraine's military, adding that taking back land occupied by Russian forces would give Kyiv a stronger negotiating position if peace talks occur. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia said Thursday it's denying an upcoming consular visit to detained U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich in retaliation for an American refusal to issue visas to several Russian journalists. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov complained last weekend that the United States had denied visas to Russian journalists set to travel with him to the United Nations headquarters in New York. Gershkovich, a Wall Street Journal reporter, was arrested last month while on a reporting assignment. Russia says he was caught spying on a Russian military installation. The United Nations Security Council demanded unanimously Thursday that Afghanistan's Taliban leadership swiftly reverse their restrictions on women's access to education and work. They condemned a recent ban on local female staff working for the United Nations. In the resolution, the Security Council expressed deep concern at what it said was increasing erosion